This is Heidi St. John. How are you guys today? I hope you are doing good. I have been reading this morning in Ephesians chapter 4. And so if you have your Bible, go ahead and open it up to the book of Ephesians. And you'll see, I'm just going to read the first couple of verses. And we're going to talk for just a minute about what the Apostle Paul is saying to us, what he could be saying to moms in particular. So let's start with verse 1. I'm just going to read the first three or four verses. It says, "As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling that you have received." And here's the hard part. "Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love, and make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bonds of peace." Now, there are so many applications that you can take from this verse, but the thing that comes to my mind first as a mom is all of the little arguments and the bickering that I have, that I encounter every single day with my own children. And I'm reminded here to be completely humble, to be gentle, to be patient, and to bear with my kids in love, making every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. I want to teach my children to be peacemakers. You have an opportunity as a mom today to come alongside your children when you see them struggling and arguing and fighting and be an example to them. You're not going to do it perfectly. And you know what? Here's the cool thing. You don't have to do it perfectly because God wants to give you His strength. Remember, we talked about that the other day. His strength is made perfect in weakness. Your kids don't need to see you perfect. They need to see you surrendered. And so take a moment today and ask the Lord to help you be the things that He wants you to be: gentle, patient, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace, and see if it doesn't change the way that you look at your kids. You know, the older I get, the more I realize how much grace I need, and it moves me to want to extend grace to other people because I recognize my own need for grace every day. God is so patient with me. He is so forgiving, and I am such a difficult person to live with sometimes. So I appreciate God's grace in my own life. So give Him your day today, Mom. And then as you go out and wake up your children, let that be your guide today, patient and bearing with one another. And then let me know how it goes. For more encouragement, visit me online at thebusymom.com.